Simone Janitis, Executive Director for Adult and Continuing Studies with Grand Valley State University, our special guest on behalf of the Brooks College of Interdisciplinary Studies segment, which starts back up. We give that good group a couple months off, and you start it back up strong. Simone, good morning to you.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell me about the Center for Adult and Continuing Studies.
Well, as you mentioned, we're part of the Brooks College for Interdisciplinary Studies, and our role really is to help folks who may have had an interruption in their academic careers, and folks in general to kind of connect to the institution and access many, many wonderful things that we have.
Are the degrees are not earned through your mission, or they are?
Yes, they are. We really focus in a number of ways. We focus on non-traditional adult learners and folks who are kind of geographically bound. So just recently, last year, actually, I think the last time I came in, we launched an accelerated program for individuals who have some college, no degree. It's a liberal studies leadership program. And interestingly, last night we hosted our orientation for the new cohort coming in this fall, 25-odd, and not odd students, they're absolutely phenomenal.
There we are.
Phenomenal students, all working children, other civic obligations. So it's an accelerated program, an opportunity for them to continue their education in a format that's convenient for them.
19-month leadership program. Other, can one say, I just want to take a class and not get, not be tested? Is that available?
Generally, the way that we work our programming is through professional development. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes, folks who need to come back for their professional development, be it an educator, a social worker, people can come in and take classes to advance that. And also we have programming for workforce development. So it's not necessarily academic credit, but it's really aimed at advancing yourself personally and professionally.
Nice. And you're busy, which is kind of cool.
We are. We are.
Busy throughout the region, Traverse City. Let's take away what you have to offer here.
Well, in Traverse City, we have a location there, and we are partners with the University Center Northwestern Michigan Community College. So we work a lot with folks who are place-bound, if you will, and help them advance their careers through degree completion up in the Traverse City area, as well as help folks kind of make some transition downstate, particularly the younger students.
And up in Traverse City, it looks like you've launched your first cohort in the physician assistant program.
Yes, mm-hmm. And that is a very exciting project. The physician assistant program, a master's degree. The folks in the College of Health Professions had won a grant to really serve rural communities with the health care systems and such interesting arena now. Really having folks who can go out and serve rural populations was really important. So we're training students to be able to do that in their communities.
There's been a celebration of 20 years with the MSW program as well, if you could share this.
Yes. We have had the Masters of Social Work up in the Traverse City, Northern Michigan area for 20 years, and we just celebrated that, and we're going very strong. Again, the point is to serve the community.
And how about what's happening in Holland?
Well, in Holland, we have a wonderful relationship with the Intermediate School District and Muskegon Community College to serve students, young students, early college students, helping them transition, helping them grow, and hopefully making their way into a four-year institution.
That's awesome. Any other areas regionally that we touch?
We work in Muskegon with Muskegon Community College and do a lot of transfer work with students. So really trying to provide students and their families and workers with access to the resources of the institution and help them find their place here.
Institution is Grand Valley State University, Director for Adult and Continuing Studies, Simone Janitis, with us. Simone, let's also bring up the reminders that it is never too late to learn. The Grand Forum continues to celebrate key events here.
Yes, Grand Forum is for folks who have had careers and have done many things and are 55 years and older, And we offer a series of programming for folks. It's a lovely, lovely program. And it's academically focused, learning focused. And you're right, it's never too late. The Grand Forum will be celebrating 20 years. We have about 200 members, all very active folks, mm-hmm. and we run a series of learning workshops, events, seminars. So, for example, this September, Dr. Doug Kinchy, who is an emeritus faculty member here at Grand Valley and is serving as the director of the Kauffman Interfaith Institute, will be coming in and really talking about alternatives to violence and a lot of interfaith issues. So as you can see, they're really timely and important conversations.
Is there a fee that's involved in becoming and attending a Grand Forum?
It is a membership driven, which is a pretty nominal fee. And that kind of helps cover some costs that we have to honorariums for folks. And if anyone is interested in learning more about Grand Forum, you can find that information on gvsu.edu/learn. Or contact our office at 331-7180.
And I imagine if anyone also wanted to be a speaker or to provide information, that's a good way to reach out as well.
Oh, absolutely. So many individuals within our community have so much knowledge, so much experience, and topics of great interest. So absolutely, if there's something that you'd like to share and kind of advocate for even, please give our office a call.
Yeah. And coming full circle, Simone, I mean, the general theme of your organization, the Center for Adult and Continuing Studies, how do you, we casually throw out the Brooks College of Interdisciplinary Studies, but there's such a great tie here.
Oh, absolutely. The Brooks College for Interdisciplinary Studies, in its title, interdisciplinary, really focuses on pulling in multiple perspectives in learning and integrating things around themes that matter, contemporary themes, and about access to learning and education. So absolutely, the Center for Adult and Continuing Studies really feels comfortable in the interdisciplinary college.
Great. Is your office located here at the Eberhard Center?
My office is, yes. We're at the Eberhard Center on the 7th floor. And then, of course, we have locations in Holland, Muskegon, and Traverse City.
Those elevators just start getting crowded as the students come back.
And it's so exciting.
You can
feel it.
It's pretty cool. Well, again, whether you're an 18-year-old student or an 88-year-old student, contact you for more information. How do we do that?
You can reach us at telephone 331-7180 or check us out online, gvsu.edu/learn.
Awesome. Do you play the piano?
No. Oh. I'm afraid I don't.
I'm going to take a poll. Some people do. Thanks, Simone. Take care.
Thank you.